One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. Living life with one hand, I've come to realize it's the easy things in life that are hard. And here we go. OKK, podcast number 102. I'm about to hit my 2-year point. I think that's 104 podcasts, and I'm almost there. But this one is 102, and this one's just, this is about how the easy things in life are hard. And what I mean by that is the easy things most two-handed people do, for me, are some of the hardest things I have to do. And then sometimes some of the hard things that I do are kind of easy. Let me rephrase that. Sometimes the harder things that people think are hard to do or perceive them to be difficult are a little bit easier for me. Strange as it sounds, true as it can be. Here's a great example. I rode my bicycle from Seattle, Washington to my hometown of South Bend, Indiana, just about 90 miles east outside Chicago. It took me 67 days. I got a little podcast about that. One of my early ones, maybe number 1, 2, or 3. And the question I got asked the most about riding my bicycle across the country with one hand is, wow, isn't that hard with one hand? Well, basically, most things are. You know what I thought was more difficult than having one hand and riding across the country? Sitting on that seat for 10, 12 hours a day. Wow, that was tough. This reminds me of a moment I had when I was doing some martial art training, martial art weapons training. I was working with these people on a jo, which is a short bow. It's a staff, basically. My favorite weapon, but it's a left-handed, two-handed weapon. We're doing some training on it. And then I'm using the katana, the bokken, the wooden Japanese sword used for Japanese martial arts. And of course, I have to hold it with one hand. And I'm doing all this weapons training, and the guy that I'm working with kind of paused for a moment. And he said, wow, you know, weapons training must be really hard without two hands. And I paused for a moment. I looked at him and I said, most things are. But I do really, really well at weapons training. I move real well with a sword and a staff. And I get a lot of comments, two-handed people struggle with that, and so do I on one level, but that's one of those things that most people think is difficult that I find to be rather simple. Same thing about riding my bicycle across the country. Most people think that would be hard, but that belief in that thought is mostly because of the distance and being ready. I mean, it really wasn't that difficult. Again, the hardest part was sitting on that seat for 10 hours a day. Man, my butt hurt. But you know what I find really hard to do is open a bottle of bottled water. I find that to be difficult. Not that it's physically difficult, but bottled water is usually filled to the top. And if you squeeze it too tight while you are unscrewing the cap, water is going to spill and splash everywhere. Now, since I don't have another hand to hold it and then use the opposite hand, dual opposability, to screw off the cap, these are my options. Usually I try to hold it between my legs, between my knees, which is very difficult. I typically spill water, or I have to squeeze the bottle against my body with my arm, hold it with my arm against my body, and then try to open it. Not that I cannot do it. I can be very successful at it. However, mostly I ask other people to do it because it can be incredibly challenging. And I've spent a lot of time wet, but more so what I find difficult is opening a brand new jar of peanut butter. Now, of course, two-handed people have trouble. People that aren't very strong have trouble. But again, I'm in the same boat. It's just, it's incredibly challenging for me to open. And for most people, they think that's kind of easy. Now, mind you, a glass jar is not going to squeeze. So I don't have to worry about peanut butter flying everywhere. But, man, that thing can be hard to open. And that's what I'm talking about. Sometimes the easy things in life are hard when you're living in a one-handed world. Or, I'm sorry, I live a one-handed life in a two-handed world. However, I have a lot of capacity, and I'm pretty smart, and I'm creative, so I can get a lot of things done. And I have a lot of diligence. You know, I got a lot of perseverance. So I can overcome a lot of things. I'm not slowed down by too much, which is why I can do things like ride my bicycle across the country. I have a third-degree black belt in Aikido, and I have two other black belts. Sometimes people are stunned to realize or just hear that I have that. And when I was in college, kicking it at Indiana University, one year I was ranked top 20 in the nation in pocket billiards. I shoot a mean game of stick for a one-handed guy. And I've won some pretty good scratch in the past. And I've done all that with one hand. So those things, I never really found that difficult. Not like trying to pop a zit, right? I don't have that fortune of having two index fingers to squeeze with. I got to use my thumb and index finger. It's just really awkward. And I don't even want to get into it. I watch people pop their zits sometimes, and I think, oh, that's so luxurious. That's so simple for you. That's such a benefit. Clipping my nails. Wow. Yeah, that's a thing. That's a thing. That takes a little bit of work. That takes some consideration. I have to work that out. Because I only have one hand, I can't use that hand to clip the fingernails on that hand. So yeah, I can get it done, but it can be a little bit challenging. And there's a whole lot of things. Trying to get out of my snowboard when I'm augered into some snow, trying to get my snowboard buckles unbuckled. That's a real challenge. I kind of forgot what the word is used for those. My bindings, right? Trying to unbuckle my bindings can be an incredible challenge when I'm augered in some snow, you know? I can't reach down there. Gets pretty tough. But hey, even putting on my seatbelt in the car sometimes can be a challenge. Or, and I did a podcast about this. It's called In the Driver's Seat. I have a link to it down in the resources, but just using an ATM when I pull up to an ATM here in the United States, because we drive on the left side of the car, and then I got to get to an ATM so I don't have my left hand, and it's a challenge. And then I got to pull the seat all the way up. I got to grab the seatbelt. It's just, funky. I can't wait till I drive in England. And I kind of wish I would have drove a little bit in Malaysia just to be on the other side of the car and see how that worked out. I guess the automatic would be okay. I don't want to get into it. You'll have to listen to that podcast, In the Driver's Seat. It's linked up. It's linked up over there, down below in the. It's not the resources. Oh, it's the related podcasts spot. But it is an interesting thing to notice, at least for me in my experience, that I struggle with some very easy things that most two-handed people do. And then I find certain things to be easy that a lot of people say that they would have a lot of trouble doing. And I've given you the list. The list is long. I don't need to go through it again. And it's not so much a long list of my accomplishments as it's just this view that I have. And you know, it really, for me, it just goes back to the power of thinking, my capacity, our potential capacity as humans. And to use our brain and to understand the unlimited nature of the power of our thinking. If you think you can't do it, you just give unlimited power to the thought, I can't do it. So you give unlimited power to very limited thinking. And that limitness is immeasurably powerful. So you just create a very weak you. Sometimes I just like to ask, is your thinking disabled? The body doesn't matter that much. It's more, for me, the mind. So I'll put a link down. Actually, I already have one to my 2015 TEDx talk I did entitled Disabled Thinking. Give that a click. Check that out. I want to spend a little more time talking about the power of thinking, but not in this podcast. Mostly, I'm just sharing this contemplation with you. It's real quirky. I like little pill fobs. You know, basically, they're small containers that people carry their pills in. I don't carry pills. I carry very sacred Buddhist material in it. I have a protection vial. And then I also carry some other small things that I need to carry around. And it's interesting, if you had two opposable sides, two thumbs and two index fingers, and you could grab one with one hand and one with the other, they're great. But man, some of these small, pill fobs or toothpick holders or anything along those lines, they're just, wow, they can be very challenging for me to open and use, but I love them. I kind of got a little thing for them. It's kind of weird. Well, maybe not that weird. I just bought a set of three of them on a Kickstarter program. They're titanium. They're really sweet, from this woman out in Spain. I really love them, but one set is kind of looks like the end of an egg, and on both sides, but kind of long. They're just really, I think they'd be great to have in your pocket, and then if you need to pull out whatever it is you're keeping in there. And most people use it as a little micro stash, but I don't engage in anything recreational, so I don't have to worry about that. Plus, I live in Idaho. It's a no-tolerance state. We're not talking Oregon or Washington or Colorado, who we're surrounded by, but people keep money in there and all kinds of small, important objects, and I think they're great. I love them, but she made two kinds, and I had to choose the kind I didn't really want because physically they would just be too difficult to open. And I'm not a fan of putting squeezing titanium between my teeth, trying to hold on to something like that and turning it. So something that simple, like opening a very small container, like those old school Carmex lip balms, those little containers, screw tops. Oh, they're the worst for me. So difficult. Typically, I just ask someone else to open them for me. But those are, you know, I mean, most two-handed people don't think about that. It's real simple for you. But I remember once, this was a while back, I was on the hunt for some property for my Buddhist teacher, our Dzogchen lineage. My teacher, Dzogchen Kenpo Choga Rinpoche, the Dzogchen Sri Singha USA Foundation, was looking for some property way back in 2006. And I was spending a lot of time in Idaho, and I went to go look at this property, and this guy, we had a really great relationship, and we drove around a lot, and we're talking, and I was taking a lot of pictures, and I had to change the batteries out, and I just remember we were outside, and I had to balance on something, and then I was changing the batteries out, and I was doing a lot of one-handed micro-articulation, and he had commented on that. He's like, you know, kid, you're really coordinated, and I think he used the word, you got a lot of finesse or grace in your movements. Like, you're very adroit wasn't the word that he used, but he just said you articulate very well with a lot of grace, how you change those batteries and did all that. He's like, I could never do that. He's like, all I got are 10 fat thumbs. And it's funny. It's funny, the one-handed life that I live. Just to look at certain things. I most of you out there who are listening probably have two hands, so it might not be a consideration, but yeah, it is such an interesting thing to think that in my one-handed life, it's the easy things that are hard. Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.